drive, chip, and putt. Golf is so easy. Four? Okay, maybe the occasional wedge. Let's talk golf. It's the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN Chicago. Presented by the Glenview Park Golf Club. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
Good morning and welcome on in. It's the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. You can always watch us on YouTube as well, youtube.com, search ESPN Chicago. And that's where you'll find us, by the way, for the final half hour of today's show. We'll be bumping over to the stream only today. So from 10:30 to 11, you can find us on YouTube as well as Twitch. So twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That'll be where you'll find us from 10:30 to 11 today. But with you here on the radio, on the app, wherever you may be listening, thanks so much for joining us. And it feels like the weather, Mike, starting to turn a little bit. Some showers, but it feels like I see anytime I go by a golf course or by a driving range, more and more people showing up. And it just feels like golf's kind of in the air.
Very much so. And good morning. And it's going to be even an earlier morning tomorrow for you.
Yes, it will.
But you're right. I mean, the weather has been great. We were just talking about it this week because, you know, technically we were just in April a few days ago, and the amount of leaves that are actually out on the trees and they've been budding, and I think we're a little bit ahead. So
I know some people will say, I won't start till May,
yeah,
especially in this area. Both you and I a little bit different than that, but there's people who I know May is the start of their, like, the unofficial start of their golf season, just because, you know, the weather's going to be right. The course is going to be in better condition. You're not going to have to deal with as much of the spring rules and stuff like that. It just kind of feels like May is sometimes the official jumping off point for a lot of people.
It is. And I think that goes part and parcel, because it used to be where April 15th was truly the start of the golf season. Mm-hmm. And it eventually became to April 1st. And now it's into March because of the way that the climate is, and the USGA has given recognition to that. So for some of those early birds, if you will, they're taking advantage of it, so that when they do hit May, or the calendar flips over to May, that they're basically in full swing. They're ready to, you know, they're not trying to get the brown water out of the system like when you turn on your cabin up in Wisconsin, right, after having it, you know, desolate for a winter. So the same thing happens to our golf swings. I mean, we need to refine it. Believe it or not, there is such a thing as being in golf shape, mm-hmm, as much as that may seem like an oxymoron. But truly, I mean, because we were just playing the other day, and people were talking about on the back nine how they were getting tired, or the mental part of the game was just,
yes,
they weren't there. They all of a sudden started, mm-hmm, thinking about what they had to do after, and, you know, go get the oil change, and, oh, I got to pick up my daughter at, you know, dance at 5. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, they're making doubles and triples and wondering why that their round went to hell, yeah, in a handbasket. And that's just part of reconditioning the mind, the body, to get back into the swing of things. And fortunately for us in Chicago, we have indoor facilities that can help get that edge back and that rust out. So that's kind of what I tend to do. But when opportunity knocks like this, I mean, even today, I was just talking to my mother on the way down. She'll be listening while she works out at the Village Links. And, you know, they'll have a big crowd out there this afternoon once that sun gets out, because, you know, 58 degrees, but with the sun out, it's going to feel like, yeah, 66.
Oh, so, yeah. Perfect example. I think it was two weekends ago where Saturday it was like 58, but it was sunny.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday it was, I want to say, like 65, 66, but cloudy and windy. And the Saturday felt way better than the Sunday did.
100%.
And I think the entire golfing crowd would have much preferred the sun out, less wind on a Saturday, as opposed to 10 degrees warmer, but no sun and the wind blowing.
Yeah, the only thing about the sun, it just seems to brighten your spirit, your mood.
Mm-hmm.
When you're feeling comfortable and not having to wear everything that you own, especially early in the season, it tends to free you up a little bit and you feel less restricted in terms of trying to get your body used to playing again. And, but, you know, the one thing some people do say, hey, yeah, you know, the sun is away. As long as the temperature's good, a little overcast is fine. But if it's overcast and cold, it's miserable for me.
Yeah. 312-332-3776 if you want to join us. This segment brought to you by French Lick Resort, which is where we will be heading tomorrow morning.
Yep.
As we will be taking the trip with a few CDGA members to play at French Lick, both the Pete Dye and the Donald Ross courses. You showed me your shirt. You've got the Pete Dye shirt on today. As
yeah, 8,102 yards from the tips. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take you back to some of the back tees on this place. You will shake your head and you'll wonder if you could even get it to the fairway.
And that's where they play the Corn Ferry championship.
For the next 5 years. They played the first year this past year. And so Brendan Sweeney and crew will all be down there welcoming us. We have about 16 of us, I believe, going down, four groups, including our guys from the communications department, Casey and company.
Looking forward to seeing all of them.
Yeah, they're going to be, pilot Tim Merrick's going to be flying the drone all around at Brendan Sweeney's, you know, take it over there, because they're going to do a cool vignette and do some, videos that we'll be posting out on our website, as we do with some of these resorts and partners that will feature in certain ways. So the guys have a real fun time, and they create some basically YouTube kind of fun stuff to bring recognition and awareness to how special a place French Lick is. And I can't wait for you to pull into. Have you ever been to French Lick before?
I have never been, no.
So, you know, Larry Bird's High School.
Right
across the street.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's great whenever you go in and you talk to any of the locals about Larry Bird. They see him all the time. They'll, you know, give their, you know, take on whether they are a big Bird fan or not, because he's had some issues with the town after he left a little.
So there's a few Magic fans there, more so than Larry
there might
fans.
Be now, but he is very highly regarded. There's no question. And maybe if we have a chance, we should just maybe try to sneak into the school and just see Larry Legend and see where he walked around the halls and trophies that he earned for that school.
Well, and then, of course, you know how big, like, high school basketball is in the state of Indiana. I mean, it is king there.
Oh,
it's like, they say in 49 states, it's just basketball, and then Indiana means a little bit more.
No, it does. And we'll also be at the highest point in the state of Indiana when we're at the Pete Dye Golf Course. So it's so cool. When we're in town, there'll be a water tower that's a couple hundred feet up above our head. But by the time we're out at French Lick, we'll be several hundred feet above that looking down at it. So it's hard to believe that we are in southern Indiana, but it is. And it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful country down there. I just hope Mother Nature gives us a break. Just gives us a couple of windows. That's all we're asking. You can rain
need
all
a window.
It. That's all we want. Yep. Just a good 4-hour window.
Even we can put up with a little drizzle.
Just a little, but keep the temperature halfway decent.
Yep.
But this will be, a big resort. This is going to be a top 100 course for you to notch.
No, I'm looking
in your
forward
belt.
To it. And like, I know a lot of people, they love going out on all of these different golf trips. And this feels like the way that you've described it to me, and then the research that I've done on the place itself too, like, this is one of the hidden gems, especially if you're in the Midwest too. Like, people always talk about going up north to Michigan and stuff like that, and all of those are great too, but this is one of those ones where it's like a hidden gem that maybe people, you don't think, when you think golf, you don't think French Lick, Indiana, but there are two of the best courses that you can find down there.
Probably the two best, arguably, in the state of Indiana, and if not, they're all in the two are in the top four or five.
Well,
for sure.
Course designers, all you need to know, Pete Dye, Donald Ross.
It doesn't get any better than that. That's probably half of your, you know, Mount Everest of designers, if you will, and then throw Alistair McKenzie and, you know, Seth Rayner on there, and there you've got your four. But, you know, people, like, think about French Lick as, you know, a little bohunk, little farm town in the middle of absolutely nowhere. And maybe on certain levels it might be. But I'll tell you what, it is one of the quaintest little towns. It is so cool. they've got it figured out there. And it's a place to go, even as a couple, because there's so much shopping, so many other things to do. And, oh, by the way, they just happen to have two of the most amazing golf courses. And now they put in a short course. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Mm-hmm. So the way they have this thing set up down at the hotel, they have the Valley Links course, and then they're developing a short course down there. But you got to drive out to the Ross and to the Dye course, which are pretty much equidistant, but in different directions of one another. But as you say, French Lick kind of has a funny ring to it, and everybody almost wants to think Larry Bird basketball first before they ever think golf. But it is one of the premier resort destinations, literally in the United States, if not in the world.
It's funny to me too, like not knowing anything about the town aside from Larry Bird, I wouldn't have even thought it would. The town was big enough to hold, like the square mileage of the town was big enough to hold two premier golf courses, especially one that's from the tips over 8,100 yards.
Well, and as you really study the history to this thing, Donald Ross course was the first one. And in fact, it actually hosted PGA Championship way back in the day. So
it's always fun to look at the host sites of like some of these really old PGAs or US Opens or even like a USAM or something like that. And it's like, oh, that's like in my backyard here.
Exactly. And you know what's also funny is that the French Lick Resort had the Donald Ross course. It didn't have the Pete Dye course. And I think once the Pete Dye course was developed and built, got all the recognition that it did, it rediscovered French Lick not only as a town but as a legitimate now two course premier resort to really want to go from a destination perspective. And I think for a lot of people, they think like this resort is somewhat new. I think what's going to blow you away when you get in there is just how old and established the resort is, especially the hotel where we'll be staying. The rooms are quite old and classic in that sense. So we're going to be going back in time on certain levels, but in the coolest of ways. But then you'll obviously enjoy all of the fruits of, you know, all the technology and all the things that we want to have, as you would expect at any hotel, resort, or golf course. So, yeah, it's going to be wild. And I love going to French Lick with people for the first time, just because, you know, it's just like the Masters. People are like, are you kidding me? This is French Lick? And it's going to be a lot of fun. But to me, the history that's there blew me away, because I forgot just how established French Lick is as a community, and that the Donald Ross course was one of its main claims to fame, along with the resort, way back when they had horse and carriage.
312-332-3776 if you want to join us. We do want to talk to you all about this too. Do you have a big golf trip planned for this summer, and do you have a favorite golf trip that you've been on? And where was it? Was it with friends? Where'd you go? Because that's one of the best parts about this time, or even like really year round. Some people use it as a getaway, get down to Florida, go to Arizona in the off season, or at least for the Chicago golf off season. But 312-332-3776, best golf trips you've taken. Maybe you've got a bucket list golf trip that you want to get to it eventually. I'm sure you've got plenty on your bucket list. So we'll get to all that and more when we come back. This segment brought to you by French Lick Resort.
This is the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club, ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app. Golf is on your mind and on the air right now. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
This segment brought to you by Tour Edge. Tyler Aki, Mike Gilligan with you, talking all things golf. We're talking golf trips, destination trips, bucket list spots that you want to hit. Because we're headed to French Lick tomorrow. We'll be making the trip down and see our guys down at French Lick Resort. Have a good time there. Play three rounds at the Pete Dye, the Donald Ross courses. And we want to hear from you. 312-332-3776. Is there a golf trip that you've got planned for the summer? Do you have a bucket list that you want to hit? Do you have an all-time favorite? Any of them. 312-332-3776. Jeff at Lincoln Oaks. What's going on, Jeff?
Hello. Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Hey, I want to talk about French Lick. I went down there years back on a three-day vacation at the Dome place there.
Oh, you know, yeah. The
hotel at the Dome. Is that West Baden? I forget which one it is. But that is a wonderful place. And I didn't know if you guys knew it, but there was a Tom Bendelow course there one time, too, way back in the 20s, that got abandoned. And, you know, he was a designer at Olympia Fields South, and but one of the Medina courses and numerous courses throughout Chicago.
Oh, wow.
100%. And, you know, it's too bad that they lost that Bendelow course, because to your point, he was another one of the premier designers back in that era. And unfortunately, golf wasn't at the point where it could sustain the Ross and that other course at the same time.
Yeah, and you go down there tomorrow, look it up. You'll find like a remnant behind the hotel. There was like a, like what was left of a three-hole course, it looked like at one time about 10 years ago when I was down there. Also, there's a Donald Ross course that's in bad shape. Used to be Calumet Country Club in, was that Hazelcrest or Homewood?
Yeah, that... We've got some members that are absolutely devastated by the condition of the Calumet Country Club, because that was a hidden gem over there. And unfortunately, it's come across some tough times. And, you know, given where it's located and a few other things, I think ultimately, you know, in the next year or two, it's ultimately going to be an industrial park. And it's going to be sad to see a Donald Ross golf course disappear in Chicago. It's just, it's criminal.
312-332-3776 if you want to talk golf trips with us. Mike's in Payless. What's up, Mike?
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Hey, Mike.
Thank you.
I was just telling the producer that I don't do this often, so it's not like I'm bragging that I'm traveling, that I just got back from Cabo and had the chance to play the Puerto Los Cabos courses by San Jose, which are Nicholas and Enorma, which I'd highly recommend to your listeners. And it was great. I've been there before several times. And the interesting thing, which I thought people would, and I'm going to talk about one other thing, is they also, in the daily fare that you pay, they include everything you can possibly imagine if you want to drink, eat, Snickers, popcorn, whatever you want. And anyhow, and then the other one is a friend of mine lives in the Nashville area, and he has memberships at like Country Club in Nashville and this Governor's Course. And he said, come on down, we'll play golf with some other guys. And then he said, let's go down to Chattanooga and play the Honors Course, which I got a chance to play years ago. Great place, great venues. And I'd also put those on people's bucket list. They all those courses seem to be great. I've had a chance to play them once. It's just, you know, good way to get away and see different parts of the country as well.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that Honors Course could be the best golf course in the whole state of Tennessee. So he's, man, I'll tell you what, for a traveler, he's gone to a few nice places there.
Whether it's Tennessee, Mexico.
But, you know, he mentioned something that I thought was interesting, and I have heard this theory now going, and it might be more of the norm as we continue to go forward, that the courses are starting to really look at the cost of food and beverage and the whatnot, and being able to really give you just a package price where basically then there is no cash. You just go in and take what you want and that kind of thing. You know, and they're basing it on people being, you know, not hogs, just pigs, you know, because what's the old saying? Pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, no, good stuff from Mike.
Yeah. John down in Shorewood. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love your show. Try to listen to it every Saturday morning.
Thanks, John.
And me and a group of guys of eight came back about 3 weeks ago from playing the Robert Trent Jones Trail down in Alabama.
Okay.
And how was that?
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, it's definitely a bucket list trip. We flew down on a Sunday, down kind of the southern end of Alabama, and then we played in here. I wasn't in charge of it. It was kind of nice for me in that I just kind of showed up and paid my bill and got in the vehicle and away we went. But we played at a course every day. Then we would travel about an hour and a half kind of up north through the trail and played a different course each day, and then traveled at the end of the round to a new site. And just the layout of the courses, the scenery, a lot of water, a lot of trees. A few courses had some pretty significant elevation changes that were pretty neat. Courses were in great shape, and just an absolute great time we had.
So let me ask you a question. When you see all these different courses, how do you navigate and budget your spend in the pro shops?
Well, yeah, a good question. And we got one guy that's in charge of it. And he's the commissioner of all things golf, Joe. And he kind of puts it all together, and we kind of make the arrangements. And yeah, and then you don't question Joe, because if you do, you're not invited back the next year. That's kind of how that goes. But he does a great job with it. And then, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe $4,000, maybe the cost with the whole thing with the airfare.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't overly bad. I'm on $3,000 or $4,000. We played really nice courses, and it was just a fun experience.
Well, no, I've heard great things about the Robert Trent Jones course. And in fact, here's a fun fact. When we were at the Chicago Golf Show at the Rosemont Convention Center on our first show, we had the Robert Trent Jones people, the resort. They were, had a booth.
Yeah. I remember seeing that and seeing, like, Alabama up here. Like, what's going on here?
Well, they were here marketing to Chicago. It's a great golf market. Turns out they make their way over to CDGA Town Square and start having a conversation with Andrew Luthane, who's in charge of all our corporate partnerships and everything that we do traveling. And guess what? We're going to bring a CDGA member trip in 2026 to the Robert Trent Jones course. And they are going to be in our booth in the CDGA Town Square for the show in 2026.
How about that?
So how about that?
Full circle moment
Giving the CDGA members a little insight to 2026. There if you want to go to the Robert Trent Jones course, start saving.
Yep. Budget that out right now. Did you ever have like a annual trip that you would go on golf-wise, whether it was to the same place, same group of people, and you'd bounce around? Did you ever have that sort of thing?
Oh, most definitely. And I have my aunt and uncle down in Ocean Island, North Carolina to thank for that, because it is just north of Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
So when we were in the golf business, we would work obviously during the summers here, but then we would go down for a couple of weeks, and my aunt and uncle were so gracious just to give us the place, and they were literally on the ocean. So
that's amazing.
We were basically running around Myrtle Beach at night, playing golf during the day and sleeping on the beach during the afternoon. So, I mean, that was basically what we did for weeks at a time. And because we were in the golf business, and especially back in the 80s, 90s, when reciprocity was just no big deal. You just call up another pro. I was like, yeah, come on down. And we wouldn't even pay for any of the rounds. And we would go up and down the Grand Strand and play some of the best courses, the Dunes, Marsh Harbor, Oyster Bay, Heather Glen Golf Links, the Dunes. And we had the times of our lives. In fact, I'm glad the walls can't speak loudly down in Myrtle Beach with what we did. It was a few years of trips of like going on a romper room trip, but golf got sprinkled in between. But I will say, we played some really, really good golf. And in fact, we tied some course records along the way.
Look at you guys.
Yeah, we had some good, we were all playing at that quote professional level. So it was fun to play. I mean, everybody was basically a zero. So when you play for a couple of weeks, because you have the time off, it's amazing not only how good your game will get, but some of the wars and the bets and the things that go on for, a week or more. And but it was a time of my life I wish I could go back to again. It was some of the greatest times hanging out with some of your closest friends and spending time not only on the golf course, but when you're off the golf course.
Yeah.
And,
oh, that's the best part.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say the best part, but it's like one of the
Yeah, it's kind of like we're all going back to the fraternity house now, okay? Yeah.
Because that's where you're just telling stories.
That's right. And either, soothing each other's pain or, congratulating, your partner and all that good stuff. So there's people that are happy, some that are sad, some are melancholy, but it all changes tomorrow because that's when the group gives each other that hope. You know, hey, you didn't play well today, but guess what? you and I are partners tomorrow.
And it's also fun, too, because that's kind of like, especially if you're with a larger group where you're not all playing the same round together and maybe you're like mixing things up here and there. Like that's the round recap and like, oh, you'll never believe what happened here or this guy did this here. And it's just like hearing all of that was always fun. But like my dad, he used to always go on a trip. Him and a couple of his friends would go down to Innisbrook every single year.
Oh, that's another great
place. It was, I want to say they would go down every year in March. And to me, it was always like, oh, dad's going on his yearly golf trip down with his friends in Florida. And then it wasn't until later when like he like gave me a golf bag and it just had an Innisbrook towel on it. I was just like, huh, that's where you're going all these years.
Yeah. Well, I remember my father gave me for my graduation of, you know, high school, that spring break, he took me down to Palm Beach and set up a golf trip. We played Broken Sound, PGA National, which had just been opened, and they had just hosted the Ryder Cup matches. And he took us on a trip that was unbelievably well planned out. I get down there the first day and fall dead asleep on the beach and get burnt beyond belief because I came down with mono.
Oh, boy.
And we were in the middle of one of the rounds, and I remember looking at my dad at Broken Sound. He goes, you don't look real well. And I go, can we just go to bed? Oof. And he goes, we haven't even finished the front nine, and you want to go to sleep. Oh, it was miserable. Ugh. I thank my dad. I got picked up one of the coolest drivers along the way at PGA National with a guy that we played with, and he had this legitimate McGregor. It was a Jack Nicklaus, the exact one he played, and we ended up buying it, and I thought I discovered gold, and now I have no idea where that driver is.
312-332-3776. Keith is on the Kennedy. What's going on, Keith?
Hey there. I just wanted to chime in. Two great courses. It's in Green Lake, Wisconsin, about 2.5 hours north. They have a Winx course, two of the most beautiful holes I've played, and then they have a Woodlands course, which kind of goes along Green Lake, Wisconsin. It's the deepest lake in Wisconsin. Big elevation changes. Great course. I just want to throw that out for everybody.
No, I've heard about that golf course. I have not played it, but I've got some friends that have done the same, and they echo exactly what he had to say. I mean, it is, and that's one I think we all want to go to. Wisconsin has turned into one of the biggest golf destination states, and I just thought they were known for, you know, cheese.
Right, exactly.
And brats.
Cheese and brats. 312-332-3776. I do want to get your bucket list, too, of and like – if you want to call in with a bucket list, don't say Augusta.
Yeah, right.
All right.
It's not a resort.
Yeah. A place that you can actually go to and play. 312-332-3776. The segment brought to you by Tour Edge.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too. But more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki.
This segment brought to you by Geneva National. Tyler Aki, Mike Gilligan, talking all things golf with you. You want to join us, 312-332-3776, talking about golf trips. We're going to be heading down to French Lick tomorrow, so looking forward to all of that. And if you've got a trip planned this summer, if you've got a bucket list, we'll get to bucket list in a second with us.
Oh, yeah.
But Will's in Rockford. Morning, Will.
Morning, gentlemen.
What's going
on? Good morning. Do you play at Rockford Country Club?
No, Aldean.
Aldean. Okay, that's a good golf course.
Yeah, good golf course. Hey, since 07, there's a group of us. We average about 20 guys. We've been going to Scottsdale, Arizona every year in September. And it's a five-day golf trip. And we've over the years, we played over 30 different golf courses in and around Scottsdale and up to Sedona. So if you name a course in Scottsdale, we've probably played it.
Oh, how about Greyhawk or Troon?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Troon is our Monday. Monday is our last day. Troon is our last round, because we can shower and eat lunch there and then head to the airport.
Well, and it's also one of the best courses they have to offer. You might as well save the best for last. But
save the best one for last, and it's Troon, and if you play it on a Monday, the rates are really cheap. We have this place out there that sets it up. Rental car, 5 rounds of golf, condo for 5 days. $1,250.
Wow. What?
Oh, yes.
My gosh.
I know. That's the reaction I get from most people I talk.
So, Will, when are you going out again? We want to join.
We're going in September, but this is my last rodeo. I just turned 73 in March, and the courses are getting longer. The temperature's getting hotter. It's always about 100 degrees, but we tee off about 8 o'clock, so we're done before it gets to the hottest part.
Well, you just
got
to move to the closer tees then.
Yeah, there you go.
Keep this thing going.
Well, we do.
Yeah, come on.
The younger guys play a little longer, and the older guys play the senior tees.
There you go.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Will. Appreciate it. And enjoy the trip this year. Will's in Rockford. That's good stuff right there.
It is. I'll tell you. Scottsdale is another.
You always hear about Scottsdale, yeah. Like whether it's like bachelor trips going there for a golf circuit or just like it's just one of the premier spots.
And every time I ask somebody, how was your golf trip to Scottsdale? It's either a story about all the night places they went to because the golf was horrible, mm-hmm. or it was all golf stories because they just had a great, like they played well. So yeah. It's either a story about bars and frolicking at night or my daytime when I actually played good.
Nothing in between.
Nothing in between.
Jackson Plainfield. Morning, Jack.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on, Jack?
Not much. I'm actually a caddy. I've been around a little bit. And there's this new course, Fire Lake. It did a nice job with it. Everybody loves it. But it's pretty close. And I think it's worth checking out. I think the owners will appreciate a little bump, even though if I might be giving away my honey hole.
Now, are you talking about in Iowa, the Des Moines?
Yeah. It's a stay and play. It's a real nice place. You can get out there. It's probably pretty open. You know, it might not be too crowded yet, but I'm sure it probably will be.
Well, yeah, I've heard a lot about this. I have not played it myself, but from the reports that I've gotten, they're very, very good. And to your point, a stay and play, so it's a easy drive out to Des Moines, and you spend a couple days. And that's not a bad town either. In fact, you could catch a Triple A Cubs game while you're out there.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. Iowa City. All right, so what's on your bucket list? What bucket list spots do you have?
Well, let me preface this all by saying I lived in Kiowa, so I don't have to that. And yeah. I've been to Pinehurst and Bandon. Like, yeah, and so,
okay, let me ask you this. How many would you say you've checked off of your bucket list?
I've got
it. You mentioned those three.
Yeah.
Those are three of the best.
And I'd throw Stream Song into there, and I would, yeah. But the one here in the United States that I still want to do, even though I've been out there, I haven't played it. I want to do the whole Monterey Peninsula, Pebble Beach, mm-hmm. the whole thing.
Yeah.
And we honeymooned out there, and I did not play golf at Pebble Beach. I did play at Carmel Valley Ranch, but that was all I did, one round. But otherwise, I would love to go out there with the right set of friends and spend some time out there. But if you ask me where I want to go in the world, St. Andrews is definitely still on my bucket list. I've mm-hmm. been to Ireland a couple times, where Old Head right now is like my favorite golf course in the entire world. But I want to go to Australia. I want to play Royal Melbourne.
Okay.
And bring my wife. That's my big bucket list.
That's the big commitment, because you're going halfway around
the
world.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about a days-long commute. And then you're spending some time there.
Yep.
You'll be there for probably like week and a half, 2 weeks.
That's right.
But yeah, that's a fun one there.
There is so much good golf in Australia. And, you know, following Greg Norman as I was growing up, I kind of became a little bit keenly interested and more aware of the importance of Australia as a country and its development of the game and whatnot. So they've got some great history and some great courses over there, and it's no accident that, you know, Liv went there, and now they've got one of the best spots in the world whenever they return there. So it's a golf crazy country. And and now that Adam Scott and a few others are from there, I feel like Australia is a lot like America in that sense. So I want to check it out.
Certainly growing. For me, it's always been, or not always been, it's right now, it's Bandon.
Yes.
That's one that, and it's funny because one of our friends who we do go and we play with from time to time, he just went to Bandon with a lot of his high school buddies. And we're kind of like, dude, what the hell? Like, you checked that one off without us. But like all of his high school, I mean, they've been probably playing golf with each other since they were like 8 years old. But yeah, no, that's probably the next one that I really want to get to. And I remember hearing, I think it was Eric Ciotti telling us about how, oh, there's like a CDGA trip out there and all that stuff. So Bandon is next on the bucket list.
Yeah, that's, and I was fortunate enough to escort the group out to Bandon this past fall. We had 40 CDGA members. And
Ron Cassidy went,
Ron
right?
Ron Cassidy
Because I remember
went,
I caught him.
Right.
I can't remember if I caught him before or after Ron Cassidy out at Glenview Park.
He and Franco.
Yeah, that's right. Franco went with him too, the chef. But yeah, I caught him. I can't remember if it was before or after he was at Bandon. But yeah, I think it was after because I asked him about it. But yeah,
yeah,
it's a hell of a trip.
And we hit a stretch of weather that was to die. It was like Chamber of Commerce. We had perfect weather. You know, it wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold, didn't get wet. I mean, it may have sprinkled once, maybe, but. You know, there's an old saying, though, about Bandon, you know, or, you know, the question is, what's the difference between Ireland and Bandon? Well, Bandon's harder to get to. And it truly is. I mean, it's so remote. But we have a gentleman in our office, Will Cawthon, and Will did what I call the down and dirty version of going out to Bandon. He flies to Seattle, not to Portland.
Okay.
And he's got like a 2-day trip driving to get down to Bandon. And they had, I think, 8 guys, 2 foursomes. They all stayed in the same room.
Oh, boy.
And they walked and carried. Like, he did this thing the most inexpensive way, and they got the greatest rates, too, because they went over Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. That's how you do it.
That weather out there is really iffy, and those are out of season rates. But he got lucky. He picked on a few good days they had, and he got the experience. But, yeah, and I've also seen on YouTube, though, the people that are showing you video, and it is raining absolutely sideways.
Yeah.
But they keep sending them out because there's another group behind you that's going to go.
Oh, yeah. There's someone. There's always someone a little more desperate than you.
Bandon, they have figured it out. And I think it's kind of cool how in the United States I would consider Pinehurst and Bandon like the 1 and 2, 1 and 2, or you could go either
opposite
way,
ends of the country.
Opposite ends of the country in two different, totally different like themes and cultures and feel, because you've got Pinehurst, the history, it's been around since the test of time, and now you've got one of the newest, greatest, world-renowned resorts out in Nowhereville, Oregon.
You know what's funny, too, is like I've seen, I think it's one of the first times I met Eric Ciotti, was he was wearing either a Bandon hat or a polo, and I was like, have you played? And he was telling me all about it, and I've run into like a couple people like I've played in a group with, or they've been in the group behind me, and they'll have a Bandon polo or a towel or a hat on. And I always ask them, like, oh, how was it? The way people's eyes light up when you ask them how their Bandon trip was is like second to none. There's nothing like it.
It's because it is the Augusta National of resorts, and it does it the same way Pinehurst does. They have thought about everything, and they cater to everything that you might ever think you might need. Like, you go into your room, and you're like, oh, my shoes are wet today. Oh, they have shoe dryers in the room. Like, like if you were in a ski resort, how you can heat and dry your boots. They have these for golf shoes.
Yeah.
Like, in your room. It's not like you have to take it out. The convenience and the size of the rooms, because they know you're traveling with other guys. They figure out how to do the bathrooms and the shower so you can have multiple things going. And then the way they do the breakfast, it's amazing. It's ready to go as soon as you're ready to go, because it's a buffet. You pay one fee, you go through, and out the door you go. They have this thing turn and burn. They have figured it out, what guys like and how to present it and how to price it.
Yep.
It's just so uncanny, and for anyone who wants to go to Bandon, you need to start looking out years in advance.
Yeah. Plural.
And we got shut out of the lottery to get into a lottery. So we lost out in a lottery to get into the lottery so that you can even begin to to see if you can get a trip to go. So unfortunately, we wanted to go in 2026, but it looks like it's going to be 2027 now to Bandon, but we'll be going to Robert Trent Jones in 2026 and maybe Pinehurst, Dream Song, and a few others. Andrew's got a few other sites up his sleeve. So.
There you go. 312-332-3776. You want to talk golf trips with us? When we come back, though, we will hit on what's taking place on the PGA Tour right now, the Byron Nelson underway. It's been a rainy one, but we'll discuss it when we come back. This segment brought to you by Geneva National.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki.
It's the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN Chicago. This segment brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course. Talking all things golf trips with you. Russ in Palos Heights has a great one here.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, Russ?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, Russ.
We had a client in California, and we always played at his golf course, big canyon. And one day he said, well, we're going to have to take our annual trip to Hawaii, and we're going to play at Wailea Beach for 2 weeks, and all of us would have to go there and have to be a subject to his commands. One of his commands was he bought all the ugly Hawaiian golf shirts, and we'd have to wear them on the golf course.
But you know what? You looked like every other player out there then. I'm amazed at how in those Hawaii shirts are when you're out there.
But just a side note about this guy who was our client, our customer. He and his three brothers always had an annual trip of a week long, and they would have a private plane, and they would go anywhere that someone chose, and they would play for a week. All expenses were subject to the loser of the event.
Oh, boy. Wow.
So it was so much fun being with these guys because they just had a something unique to do every day. So my big deal.
Yeah, that's awesome, Russ. Thanks for the phone call there. I feel like in that case, it's kind of like the old running from a bear adage. You don't have to be the fastest one. You just have to be faster than your friend, friend.
You just got to make sure you're better than one person. Yeah. That's it.
Is there anything that you collect when you go to all of these different places?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, Casey Richards is amazing about his little collection of balls and like he's got the coins and everything nicely done in the office and that kind of thing. I'm not a collector of one specific thing, but I always try to find something rather unique.
Okay.
But like in the case of Augusta, the thing that I enjoy the most, and you'll see it, is my driver head cover now because it looks like a caddy outfit. And I've already had a lot of people make comments about it. So it's things like that. But otherwise, for me, I always like getting a quarter zip. I'm a big quarter zip guy.
You gotta.
And my wife will attest to that.
Yep. All right. When we come back, Scotty Scheffler on a tear. Can he pick up his first win of the year? That's coming up next. This segment brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.